of a meeting about anybody interested in anesthesiology to go. So I went, and everybody was there, and I thought, oh, I don't think I'd be interested in that. Well, I only went to one meeting, and I skipped the other, and I was asked to go anyway. Well, I'll try it. So anyway, I was taught how to give anesthetics in case I was needed later on, which I was. And Jim Hamilton was our doctor teacher, and he's given Ann Gunn and I and Joe Burnett and I don't know who else were given letters of recommendation in case we wanted to go on and become an esthetist. Ann Gunn did, and she has done very well and retired. I guess she worked there at the county hospital and retired in anesthesiology. heard about me through, I had gone to an elder hospital and met a nurse there who passed the information on to this Michelle Fagan, who was a librarian, and her address is 146 South Green, Memphis, Tennessee, 38111. Now, I sent her a lot of my negatives, and she's returned them. Some of the proofs are here, and maybe I can send them to you this little card. Some of them are in Germany and France, and we went to Birch's Garden and visited Hitler's home and hideout, and we saw the eagle's nest. And they're very small, you know, they're just proofs on these little one-inch square little proof reading things, but I'll send them to you, and you can get an idea. And then it's also the when we were being separated, I had stayed or signed up to go to the Pacific War. I wanted to stay in the Army so long as the war was going on. So I had signed to join the Pacific Theater when the war ended. So I was sent to the staging area with some of these other ladies that were not in any hurry. And I've got some pictures here of the different areas, the G.I. Joe's canteen and California and the kitchen and the different places where we stayed. We were there a month or two waiting to be shipped out. So, and the other one, let's see, there's some here on Heidenheim, Germany. And just looking at just some different scenes from there. And see, I didn't get these developed because they were, I didn't get around to getting it done. And so I just have these proofs. And if you're interested in them, you're certainly welcome to have them. Just write and let me know. And there's another one here, I was just looking at it, from Carpentras, August of 44. It just shows some of the pimps and swimming and nothing exciting, really. There's another one here that's, I don't know where that one is. Anyhow, I think I'll send them on to you because they're hard to see. Maybe they'll be more to you than anybody around here. None of my family are interested. I have a son and a daughter, and they know nothing about the war. I tried to get them involved in joining the Army, and they wanted no part of it. I guess they're smart kids. We had a sergeant, I think his name was Saltese. He was an entertainer, and every chance we had, any celebration or party or anything, he would put on a good show. He imitated Carmen Miranda. I have pictures of him. He'd get a hot water bottle and put it tied in front of him. And he had the basket of fruit on his head, and he'd be up dancing and carrying on. He was pretty good. He was very popular and well-liked. I was on detached service a few times, mostly in France, giving anesthetics. And at one time, the surgery was in a different building. There was snow on the ground. And some of these patients were very thin and emaciated, and they'd give them sodium pentothal. It didn't take much to knock them out. So I got scared one time. I really over-sedated this fella, but the doctors reassured me, and all was well. But anyway, we had to carry him from one building to another out in the snow, and I was carrying the IV solution. And I thought, gee, this is just like the movies. Where have I seen this before? We got into Germany, and there we had a delightful wedding. It was in Dinkelspiegel, and it was Paulette Valtesch. I have pictures of the wedding here. She married John Lester Evans. Beautiful pictures. In the tank corps, and they had six tanks with their guns crossed over the entrance of the church, the beautiful little church. I have the whole picture here. And we had a party afterwards with the wedding cake and the whole business. It was wonderful. I have a picture of General Marshall here taken. He's coming out of a building with his guards guarding the entrance. And I have quite a collection that I'd like you to see someday. Bob was our X-ray man, Bob Spring. to the library, check it out. They have several books out, all photographies of the Northwest here, Seattle, beautiful pictures. They're well known in this area. He took pictures of every place where we lived. He has a wonderful collection. If you could get a hold of him, you'd really have something. I've bought several of them. He allowed us to buy all we wanted, and I have quite a few. I did visit Jack Allen, so I got the pictures, and he saw a lot more than we saw, because when we got there, everything was pretty well cleaned up. But I would recommend them if you get to the library and try to see some of their work. They really did fine work. With all the parties and dances we were invited to, we would like to get out of uniform and dress up, so we had the formals made. And Bertha Moore made some out of parachute material. They were quite attractive. And we acquired dresses around, but we each drew a picture and had them made, and we'd tray around, and so we'd have lots of different dresses to wear when we were out dancing and partying so much. So it was really fun. Then I have a picture here where Colonel Bolibar, our great leader, bought a little German Dachshund, little dog, for a pet to take home to the States with him. And I've, in looking through the Germany catalog, we just did a lot of tripping around there when the war had ended. I do have a telegram of the urgent message that the war was deceased on May 7, 1945, and I have a copy of it here in my album. But I picked up some more names, too. I can hardly remember these people. Beth Grant, I remember Marie Mugler, and Ginny Wilson, and Helen Nelson, she was an anesthesia, Nell Sullivan, Helen Baker, she was always Patty, very lovely lady, Dee McCreary, Crystal, I don't know who she is, and a Martin, I can't remember who Martin is. But we had a couple of dietitians too. First we had Polly Schroeder, she was a lovely gal. And Dickie Dickinson was the dietitian. Also, Helen Nelson was a dietitian. I remember the dress she made when we were in Sicily. It was gorgeous. She's a beautiful woman, blonde anyway. And it was a fire engine red with a halter neck. And with her blonde hair, she was gorgeous. That was a fun party. It's very nice. I have pictures of all those parties, too. And Bob and Iris Spring have all these pictures of all the parties and the celebration and everything. He's got pictures of the parade through Italy, and it is wonderful. One time, an officer asked me if I'd like to go see Lake Constance, and I said, sure. So McIntyre, I've forgotten her first name, we just called her Mac, and I and these two fellas went. I have pictures of them. And we had to see Lake Constance. Of course, we took some spam sandwiches along and had a little picnic on the edge of the lake. I was a little disappointed in it. It was a little overcast. It was quite a little ways. By the time we started for home, it was dark. And in coming back, we were going about 40 miles an hour. We could see headlights coming to us, so we kind of slowed down. But directly in front of us was a car parked, a French car with no taillights. And next to him was another truck with high beams on, which blinded us. So we slammed right in the back end of this truck on returning from Lake Constance. And, well, my nose was, I got a scar on my forehead, my nose and my legs were scarred up. But we were lucky. McIntyre was thrown out of the back end of the Jeep, and I hit the dashboard, and the windshield wiper broke my glasses and my nose. And I had some stitches taken in my leg, but I guess McIntyre really injured her back, and I don't know how she came out of that, but I think she's had trouble since, so I just don't know. I haven't heard. But that was quite a trip, so I'm still carrying my World War II scars. Ha! We got leaves, and I got to see Switzerland, beautiful country. And it was interesting to go to Austria. We saw Innsbruck and Garmisch, where the Olympics were held, and the Passion Play. We saw Hitler's Eagle's Nest, Birch's Garden, his home where he lived. It was all bombed out. all built, it was all, the upper part was brass with leather seats around and mirrors up on top, and the lower part was where he had his troops or guards or whatever, and we went up, you could see the, all the five countries around there, the GIs were up there making suits, so that was very interesting. I think that's about all. Did want to mention too that the trip home was quite different than the one going over there. Going over, it was very hilarious. The GIs were out on deck getting the fresh air and all playing cards, and they had money all over the deck. Going home was very depressing.
Everyone was very quiet on the return home. We saw the Statue of Liberty, and then we hopped a plane and came to California, sweet old California. I was separated at Camp Beale. They sent me up to, I was sent to Galesburg, Illinois after I had a leave of, well, I think it was about 3 months. And I was very unhappy there. I was just ready to get out. Anyway, my sister-in-law sent me a notice that my mother was very ill in the hospital and that I should really go there. So I picked everything up. I thought, well, if anything happens to mother, I may as well get out of the service and stay with my dad, which I did. After 5 days, she died, and there I was with my father. Well, I had gotten him a job at the City and County Hospital, and he had taken tests and was worked up to be a steward. And he was injured. He was delivering patients to different hospitals down the peninsula from the county hospital. And he was injured, and he kept complaining about his ribs hurting him. Well, actually, it was his chest, because one day, after a year after my mother died, Dad was waiting for the bus in front of the City and County Hospital. He had his little free steward's badge that he didn't have to pay for. So anyway, he collapsed, and he had a massive coronary and died. And when I went to the hospital, I was called at 11 o'clock at night, and there was Father Clark waiting for me down the morgue area. Of course, I knew then what was happening, but I just couldn't admit it. I stayed in San Francisco when I started working at Langley Porter Clinic for the state. That was psychiatric nursing. They were putting all the military through psychiatric training, and it was a research teaching institute where they gave insulin shock therapy and EST. They were being primed to start start lobotomies, and they never did arrive to that because the drugs started.